place compared with Paris, within Alexander Palace. There are other ways of structuring it, which raise the figure to £667,000, which allow for more seminar spaces, but there isn't a way...
Please slow down. Oops,
sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I'll try to speak more slowly. There are other ways of arranging Alexander Palace to allow for more seminar space, but the workshop space will be elsewhere. And that is very crucial to the issue of inclusion, because if we are to have a social forum that is a plural space, we need to put seminars and workshops at the centre of it. And I mean, I could do this work with some other people on using a second venue in Bloomsbury, but the idea of having a space for workshops needs to be central. I mean, just to give you some figures, so far we identified in Bloomsbury, which is an area of central London, 17 plenary places for 17 plenaries, 74 seminars, and 173 workshops. And that would cost for the rooms, it's mainly using universities and also halls like Friends House, which is owned by the Quakers. That would cost about £86,000 and allow for the capacity of about 10,000 people, although probably only about 8,000 simultaneously, because not all the spaces are available. The other thing to note of the Alexander Palace, and again, is that the calculation of 20,000 people is for 10,000 people at any one time to be in seminars. So 10,000 people are expected to be milling around on that calculation. Now, I mention all of this because it's clear that if we're going to consider what the proposal is, then we need to know what it is. We need to see and hear what the documents and figures are that are being discussed. And the figures that I've read out to you are figures that have been talked about at the UK meetings, but what we haven't seen yet is any document that sets out a budgeting or what the incomes of what the expenditure items are. Now, if we are expected to say, well, we take these registration fees, it may well be there are problems with raising money in this country, but to accept that that's an imperative, we need to know what money is being spent. And at the moment, we don't even know if the budget is calculated using Nomad or using the other translation system. Like, we haven't yet been told that, or how what impact that makes in terms of the cost. And we need to know figures for staffing, for media centre, for other outgoings. I mean, how much is this forum going to cost us? And what space is available within the forum? What space is available in Alexander Palace? Do we accept that, we need another venue, because clearly 112 seminars and no workshops in itself is not enough. These are serious issues that we need to consider. Yeah, we need to consider both in this assembly now and in the workshops this afternoon.